This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. Inshallah, today we're going to learn about an intrinsic mechanism for helping us to achieve spirituality. And that mechanism is a gift that Allah has given to all of us equally. Unfortunately, many of us are not aware of it. But today, inshallah, we're going to introduce this concept and it will help us in our journey to purify the soul. It will help us in our methodology to want to have tazkiyatun nafs. That gift that Allah has given all of us, the Quran and the Sunnah calls it the fitrah, the innate nature of the soul, the fitrah. What is the fitrah? Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, every single child is born upon the same fitrah. Every child has the purity inside of them. Every child has the innate compass that is pointing in the correct direction. And our Prophet, and then the Quran, Allah tells us as well the same thing. Fitrat Allah allati fatara an-nasa alayha. This is the fitrah that Allah created mankind upon. And in a hadith in Sahih Muslim, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah says, hadith Qudsi, listen to this. Inni khalaqtu ibadi kullahum hunafa. I created all of my creation pure. Allah created us pure, hunafa, with pure fitras. Then the shayateen came to them, fajtalathum ash-shayateen, and caused them to go astray. Now what has this topic got to do with purification of the soul? Listen to this. Allah has gifted us with mechanisms to help us survive. When we haven't had food, what happens? We feel what? Hungry. This is a gift Allah has given us. And then when we eat, we feel, alhamdulillah, I'm full. When something scary happens, what happens? Adrenaline. Every single mechanism we need to survive, Allah has gifted us something to help us survive. What is the gift of the soul? These are all physical, hunger, pain, adrenaline. Pain is another example, right? When something hits us or hurts us, we should feel the pain so we know there's danger. What is the equivalent in our ruh, in our soul? The equivalent is the fitrah. Therefore, listen to this carefully now. The fitrah wants to be pure, recognizes purity, desires to push yourself to be pure. And once purity is touched and reached, it finds nourishment and it wants to grow and it gives you a sense of comfort. In other words, the default of mankind, you want to be good. Allah created you wanting to be good. You know, some versions of Christianity, they say we were born in evil, we were conceived in sin, we are sinful by birth. It is the exact opposite in our deen. Allah created us pure. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. Allah created us upon the pure fitrah. Our pure fitrah recognizes purity. We like to be pure. Therefore, when we are good, our fitrah feels good. And we find a sense of peace. And we find a sense of comfort. And therefore, to rise even more is even easier. In other words, brothers and sisters, one of the gifts that we need to recognize in our journey to purify the soul, it is a gift all of us have been given. Allah created us to be pure, and Allah wants us to be pure, and our inner nature, the default, it likes purity. Therefore, when your nature doesn't want to be pure, when you get bad thoughts, you know what you should say? What Yusuf alayhi salam said, that it wasn't my brothers who did this to me, it was shaitan that caused them to bring this discord between me. Your nature, by its default, wants purity. So next time something evil comes across your mind, say to yourself, this is not me. This is shaitan. This is the waswasa of shaitan. I am better than this. Allah created me better than this. And Allah Azza wa Jal has gifted me the mechanism to rise up above this bad thought. I have the inner drive. I have the inner purity to push myself forward and I will be better. And guess what? Then when you are better, when you take one step, the next step gets easier. When you take 10 steps, the next 20 is even easier. Because just like you go to the gym, you go 5 days, the sixth day is easier, right? Guess what? There's an inner gym of our soul. That is the fitrah. This is a gift. If we understand it, it will give us courage. It will give us optimism. It will give us a sense of hope. It's not difficult to be good. It's not difficult to purify yourself. You put in a little bit of effort, you're going to taste the results. It'll be easier for the next effort. You put in the next effort, even more results are going to come. Your fitrah is going to be even more pure, and then it's going to be even easier. So therefore, brothers and sisters, recognize the gift that Allah has given you. Allah has given me and you the inner core of purity. And if we turn to Him, and if we undertake the journey of purification, inshallah, every next step will be easier than the previous one. And as we continue in this journey, we will feel a sense of happiness and peace. We will feel validation, just like the one who goes to the gym for weeks and months. He feels a sense of confidence. He feels strong. Well, if you go to the gym of tazkiyah, if you're purifying the soul, your fitrah will feel pure. You're going to feel validated. So recognize what the fitrah is. Thank Allah He's given us the fitrah. Take advantage of this gift, because if you know this tool, it is your most powerful tool to help you strive to be a better person. And inshallah, we'll continue tomorrow. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
فيا ذلي ويا خجلي إذا ما قال لي ربي أما استحييته تعصيني ولا تخشى من العتب وتخفي الذنب عن خلقي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود إلى رضا الرب تعود إلى رضا الرب.